Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome into Lincoln Live. Glad you're here with us. This is Dale Johnson on KFOR-FM, 103.3, 1240 AM. I recently saw a bumper sticker here in Lincoln that said, "My sister is a firefighter." And that is a perfect way to get into our subject today with Lincoln Fire and Rescue Public Information Officer Nancy Crist. We're going to be talking about women choosing firefighting and paramedic and EMT training as a career. No longer, thank goodness, a men's oriented career. It's opening up more and more to women all the time. Nationwide, women make up only 4.2% of the total workforce. So nationally, there's some work to be done. That's according to federal labor statistics. It is a much better situation in Lincoln, though, three times better. 12% of all Lincoln firefighters are female. There are 34 on the job right now, and LFR would certainly like more. So let's bring in Nancy Crist, LFR PIO.
Good morning.
Nancy, good to have you here. Thanks a lot for being part of this conversation. It's only appropriate. How long have you been with LFR?
So I've been with Lincoln Fire and Rescue for 20 years.
What made you choose a profession? When you were growing up, were you one of those children that said, "I want to be a firefighter when I grow up"?
No, definitely not. But, you know, my path was sort of interesting. You know, you talk about things being dropped into your universe and you know, whether or not you pick up on them is key. But so for me, I was living out in the country, and I didn't even know CPR. So I thought, you know what, that's step one. I've got to know CPR. I've got three little kids. So I went and took a CPR class at Southeast Community College, and I was like, oh, gosh, I kind of like this. This is cool. So from there, I went and got my EMT, and then I went and got my EMT intermediate, and then I got my EMT paramedic, and then I, you know, of course, went on and got my fire protection credentials through the state fire marshal's office. So I approached my folks, some friends of ours. We lived in Pickerel, Nebraska, and I approached some friends of ours that were on the volunteer department. And I said, "Hey, I want to join your department." And of course, at that time, it was all male, mm-hmm. and they couldn't even conceptualize this. You know, their faces kind of dropped, and then they were like, "Yeah, let's do it," and joined them. Then joined Lincoln Fire, and the rest is history. It's been just an incredible situation for me. I mean, an incredible experience.
So you went from being a mom, taking care of three kids, to learning CPR, to straight into becoming a firefighter, paramedic, EMT?
Yep, I got bit by the bug.
That's a skyrocketing career change there, Nancy.
Right. You know, I spent my college years in communications. So broadcasting is what I earned my degree in, and worked in some small markets. But it never was totally what I thought I was meant to do. And so when this came up, I followed the lead. And you know, like I said, it you know, it's a situation where I wasn't sure if I was able to do the firefighting piece. And once I started learning, I couldn't believe, you know, they teach you techniques and they teach you how to do all the skills. So, you know, my hesitation was relinquished pretty quickly. And then, of course, you know, being interested in the medical field, you know, I wasn't sure I wanted to be a nurse, but this piece, you know, kind of lets you satisfy that medical, because, you know, 80% of our job is medical calls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're able to do pre-hospital care, you interface with the hospital, you interface with the physicians, and it's just an all-around great scenario, because you never know what you're going on. Every time the tones go off, you know, it could be a medical, it could be a fire, it could be a rescue alarm, and that, to me, is exciting.
34 women on the job right now through Lincoln Fire and Rescue. Nancy, of course, one of them. Dawn Campos, Jessica Stover, and Samantha Wilkins, three more. You'll have a chance to hear their background by going to LNKTV. You'll have to go to the archives because we flipped over to October, an entirely different subject. It's worth watching, but it's a different subject. So go to the archives for LNKTV, and you'll see a conversation I had with Dawn, Jessica, and Sam. And for the case of Jessica, she was a nurse. And someone said, hey, have you ever thought about becoming a firefighter or a paramedic or an EMT? And so she was in the medical field, but she was in a traditional experience there, being a nurse. So she turned it into becoming an EMT. And, of course, Dawn, with 25 years or so, and people will recognize that Campos name, her dad, an LFR fire captain. So for you personally, when you came to LFR, did they change training at all? Were there modifications made to accommodate females?
No. You know, there's little tricks and tips, I call them. There's techniques that those with that are shorter, you know, really that was the main challenge for me, was that all of the equipment was high. So I had to learn how to modify how I, you know, got that equipment. You know, I remember Dawn mentioning something, and it's so true, that, you know, truly we work as a team. So, you know, you're never really faced with doing any kind of a task on the fire scene or on a medical call whereby you're doing it alone. You're always doing it as a team. So, you know, nothing changed. I had to still meet the same, you know, criteria to get on the job. And then thereafter, I had a great first officer that really took me under his wing and really gave me a great opportunity. You know, it's all about attitude. It's all about being willing and wanting to learn. And that's not gender specific. You know, that's just employees, new employees. So, nope, nothing was modified for our females.
One of my takeaways in talking to Dawn, Jessica, and Sam was when young girls would see them maybe in the grocery store or on the street, because there's a lot of exercising and off time for firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs, and they use that time to be outside the fire station, and how young girls would react when they saw them either in a uniform or in their Lincoln Fire and Rescue t-shirts and their gear. And that made an impression on me, because those little girls making a remark or reacting to a female firefighter could very well be planting the seeds. And that's the hope for these young girls, to at least consider a career in firefighting and paramedics and EMTs. And this brings me to LFR taking applications for women to join LFR and firefighting and paramedic and EMT training. Applications start when? End of this week, Nancy?
Yep. So applications start on Friday. And, of course, you know, we're open to all people coming and applying for our job. We want to get the best candidates. You know, we're really, you know, our goal, Dale, is for our workforce to reflect the city of Lincoln. And we know that we've got some great people of different ethnic backgrounds and women that we would love to come and apply and work alongside us at Lincoln Fire and Rescue.
I know in talking to firefighters how they see the benefits of racial diversity and language diversity too, because you and the police officers are seeing people in their most stressed times, and if they can be communicated to by someone in a uniform speaking their language, it lowers the stress. It sort of eases a very, very tense situation. So I get that, Nancy, that diversity and language would be beneficial.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And you can almost see people's faces soften when you walk through the door and they're like, oh, gosh, this is somebody that's going to relate to me. We have some Spanish-speaking individuals on the job, and that, too, just having the ability for interpretation for people that have a language barrier.
What's involved in the application process and the beginning of going down that path to join LFR?
You know, the best thing to do is go to our website, lincoln.ne.gov/fire, and click on Join LFR. And it literally walks you through all of the pieces, all of the aspects, all of the different criteria that it takes to apply. And then shortly, in the next week or so, we will have a seminar online as well that kind of in-depth walks you through that process. So, the best way to do it is get on our website and check it out.
All right, that's lincoln.ne.gov/fire.
Correct.
Let's let everyone know that firefighters in Lincoln aren't exclusively firefighters. They take on the medical side of response, so they're firefighter paramedics. And there is at least a year's worth of extra training to be an EMT, Nancy?
So the EMT program is about 6 months.
Okay.
It would be ideal if people have that EMT credential prior to applying. That just gives them one more heads up for the application process, but not necessarily a criteria. I think the paramedic program is maybe a year total to go through the paramedic program. So, it's really pretty simple. Southeast Community College right here in Lincoln offers the programs, and they're a lot of fun. They really are.
Nancy went from being a mom, which is a great job to begin with, to becoming a firefighter paramedic EMT for Lincoln Fire and Rescue. And now with the pandemic sort of shifting and softening people's commitments to the career path they were in before or during 2020. This just might be one of the best times, Nancy, to entice not only females, but men into the career of firefighting. So let's hope it turns out that way.
Yeah, absolutely. We welcome you to, and here's the thing. Go through the process. Go online, check it out. Go through the process and get your feet wet. Just get a feel for what it might be like. And, you just might get bit by the bug like I was.
Lincoln.ne.gov/fire. You'll find out more information there. Thanks a lot, Nancy. You be safe out there.
Thank you so much, Dale. Always a pleasure.
Nancy Crist, Lincoln Fire and Rescue PIO, joining me today on Lincoln Live.